Monday to Friday, 3 to 6.
So we know what's the month of July marks a very important day in the global calendar, right? And companies and individuals do selfless acts of giving to celebrate our former president, Nelson Mandela. There is a hospital that is in Standerton, and that is the Standerton Hospital, and the Lilian Ngoyi Hall in Government Mbeki Municipality, where Isasol is visiting vaccination centres, and this is in support of the Mpumalanga Department of Health vaccination rollout efforts in the community of Isekunda. And so we do have Mashudu Ndo to talk to us about this one. A very good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
A very good afternoon, and again, it's good to be back. I always say it's better to be back at home. Yes. Afternoon to the business.
We love it. Now, why has Sasol Secunda chosen to focus on healthcare workers and the healthcare sector for this year's Mandela Month? This year's Mandela Month. Ooh, in my head, I'm thinking day. Yo.
No, it's good. I think we all know and appreciate the good work which our late president has done for the country, mm-hmm. and what he used to believing in hard work, also believing in helping each other,
yes.
To ensure that we can reach the goal. As Sasol, we have decided this year that as part of our Mandela Month, we like to support those who most of the time they don't get appreciated,
mm-hmm.
but you'll see more people complaining instead of appreciating them, the health workers. We thought it's very important that we support our health workers because they are our first line defense, especially now, or particularly now, while we are faced with the COVID-19.
Mm.
It is actually depend on the nurse or on the nurses for us to get back to our health when we are sick, so that we can continue with our working, we can continue with the radio interviews, and also taking care of our families. We thought that it's very important that since the Department of Health or the health sector have been thrown in deep end during the COVID-19,
mm-hmm.
surely the nurses and doctors are at the brink of burnout if they're not yet already. And that's all we chose to stand with them in unity to say we see their sacrifices and we appreciate them.
Absolutely. Now, Isasol Secunda will be visiting Standerton Hospital and the Lilian Ngoyi Hall. What can we anticipate to see happening once Isasol arrives at the vaccination sites?
Thank you. So we visited the Lilian Ngoyi yesterday, which is actually in Secunda in Government Mbeki,
mm-hmm.
and you have also mentioned Standerton, which is actually in Ligwa. We visited them in ensuring that we can support them, or especially the Department of Health, while they are setting up for the vaccine center. We were there to encourage even the communities to vaccinate and to boost the morale of the healthcare workers, which I've spoken about.
Mm-hmm.
We set up simple refreshment sessions where the healthcare workers can enjoy a cup of coffee and keep warm. And remember, these people, they are working offside, which means that they don't have the luxury of you and I, which can get and go and get a coffee at the coffee shop. They don't have time for that. They don't have a luxury for that. We thought it would be very important and prominent that we get them at least a support to give them through the refreshments,
mm-hmm.
and just to lay a hand, you know, to say we are here to support you. We further support our communities from yesterday even today with handing out of the sanitizers to the members who came for the vaccination. This is just obviously to create an awareness of what we are saying, that we need to go back to basic of sanitizing our hands, washing our hands, wearing our masks, and obviously social distancing.
Mm.
This same guest was deputed today's speech to the Standerton Hospital Vaccination Center.
Now, South Africa is in the third wave of this deadly pandemic, and we are in the process of multiple vaccination rollout programs, right? And as Isasol, what are your thoughts on Mpumalanga's efforts to curb this pandemic?
Firstly, for us as Isasol, we believe and support the public-private partnership, which fund ourselves as a company working very closely with Department of Health in the province, the Mpumalanga province. We also like to commend the Mpumalanga province for the work done so far, for the effort done so far in rolling out of the vaccination to our communities. We saw all of the Ibane leading by example. and getting vaccinated. The Honorable MEC of Health, Mr. Sekani Manzini, and their team, they've been really showing tremendous dedication in rolling out the vaccine to all corners of Mpumalanga, and we appreciate their decisive leadership. Hence, we said as well, we don't want to be left out. We want to be part of this triple P partnership.
And just a little bit, I'm going to need you to just leave us with some words of encouragement. But before that, what would you say to the residents of Mpumalanga who are yet to register and vaccinate?
I think for me, since the onset of COVID-19, they've been in the forefront as government and health workers and even their communities.
Mm-hmm.
And we are saying that we work together in serving this country selflessly. We must not give up now. And I think the vaccine, it comes as a way for us to say we need to look forward for the better days. But we can only win this better days and win this war if all of us, we work together. We work together in fighting this invisible enemy, which all of us have been actually impacted or affected. We know there are human too, as from the health worker perspective. But they've also lost colleagues. We have also lost the loved ones.
Mm.
We've lost colleagues. We lost family members. Each one of us have been either affected or infected. And I say it's very important that we all go back. We go and get vaccinated as a community, as employees, as employers, that we need to encourage our employees to be vaccinated.
Mm. And, you know, you mentioned frontline workers that are in the healthcare sector, and they continue to put their lives on the line to fight this pandemic. Any words of encouragement for them?
Mm. And I think, as I just said now, they've been working very hard day and night. We can never pay them the work which they've done. We really can never pay them. As Mandela has said, that these are noble work, which you only see now during the COVID-19, that the health workers, that kind of environment which they find themselves in, is a calling. But it's a calling which it needs to be supported. So we need to work together as communities and support the health workers. I remember last year, the beginning of COVID-19, there was a support to the health workers where you go to the shop, you don't have to stand the queue. That is a small token of appreciation which we need to continue giving to our health workers so that they don't get tired, so that they can know that they get appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
And as well, we are saying that we are standing beside them. We want to give them support because they are actually the core of what is happening. Currently, they are the engine. If they're not there, we'll not be able to move forward.
Mm. And lastly, you know, we're talking about other people that are outside of ISASOL. I mean, ISASOL is a major contributor to the economy, and some may even say it's an employer of choice. What have you done as ISASOL to support your employees to get vaccinated?
First, I think I need to appreciate the provincial Department of Health of working very closely with us, working hand in hand, one in ensuring that we can have or utilize our state-of-the-art medical center,
mm-hmm.
which we've got in and support from government. And with that, at least we are currently using it not only for the normal medical support which we give to our employees, but we have now created this center to vaccinate our employees. I must say that to date, we have vaccinated more than 700 people or employees who are 50 years and above. And currently, we are running a very massive and robust campaign to ensure that the 35 and above, as requested by government, they can go and register, but most importantly, they can be vaccinated, because vaccinating one person, you are saving a life of one person. We are saving a life of more than two people who are actually related to that person.
Sandosam, thank you so much. We really appreciate you taking the time. But more than anything, we appreciate ISASOL, you know, contributing Yendlet and contributing Akona over and above what you've already been doing for the community of Mpumalanga. And we will continue to work with you as much as we possibly can. I must say I'm also I'm registered to vaccinate. So I'll be doing that very soon. I'm just waiting for my message to say you can come and get your first jab.
Don't worry, you're not the only one.
Yeah.
I'm the executive. I say that for the leadership have actually led by example. Those 50 plus vaccinated. And some of us now who are who falls under 35 to 49 will be really looking forward. And I like that there's a dance where you are dancing going to the jam.
Yeah.
Then get the jam.
Love it. Enjoy the rest of your day, citizen. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Speaking to Mashudu Ndo from Sasol, and she was talking to us about the support that Sasol is giving the community in Mpumalanga in terms of making sure that, you know, the rollout programs of vaccination are hamba kahle, and they support their staff members as well as the frontline workers and working hand in hand with government yet. We're looking forward to getting our jabs right now, though. Let me give you Mpumalanga's best music with Angela Winbush. This is Rise FM.
Rise FM. We.